the Mishnah and Ketzah Mevarchim and Gemara talks about the special brachas one makes. That we make a dhamma on things that grow from the ground, a eitz on trees, etc. So the Rishonim, the Poskim, have the following question. So the Chazal tell us that because of the chashivas of wine, we make a boi pri hagafen, even though grapes come from trees, and one would have thought you make boi pri haetz. However, because the chashivas of wine, we got its special, unique bracha of boi pri hagafen. So the shaila and the Rishonim is, what happens if someone made the bracha haetz on wine instead of boi pri hagafen? Would one be yotze? Because fundamentally, it's haetz. So the Ritva says yes. That b'di'eved l'chatchilo, you should make it on boi pri hagafen. But if you made it on eitz, it's still a go. And Tosas and Yud Beis and Brachas and the Magen Avraham, they say it's a no go. If you make a eitz on wine, you have to make another bracha. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas here? What's the issue? Whether you need a new bracha if you make a boi pri eitz on wine or not? So what's the pshat? Why, when it says, because of the chashivas of wine, we no longer make boi pri haetz, but we make boi pri hagafen. What's pshat? There's a famous chakir from Rav Lev Malin and others that why does yayin need its own bracha? Is it, since it's more, it's out of chashivas, so we want to give more covered, it's be'etzam haetz, but we want to give it more covered, so we make a, it's a local din in bracha. Or do I say, no, it's even more than that. Since Yayin was so chashiv, so they changed the category. They redefined what wine is. Wine is no longer boi pri haetz, but it's a boi pri hagafen. Not the same, but a dimyon, that's the, you know, that's a discussion when the Prima Gadin writes. He has a general chakira, but he says it, and he uses it by wine on Kiddush, that we know minat Torah, at least according to the Rambam and others, the mitzvah of Kiddush is minat Torah, and wine is only derabanan, Kiddush over wine. That's why the Magen Avraham says, based on the Rambam, you could be yotze your mitzvah Kiddush in tefillah. So, the question is, the Prima Gadin reads, that maybe you can't be yotze your mitzvah in tefillah. It's true, Kiddush b'dvarim is daraisa, but maybe the rabbis redefined the mitzvah. They said you have to make it over wine, so therefore it's no good. But it's not the same thing, but the same, a similar concept that the Chachamim took it out of the concept of a eitz and they moved it to pri hagafen. So therefore, according to the Ritva, that says you know, it's fundamentally it's just the eighth out chashivas, a little more chashivas. We just moved it up, and but fundamentally it stays the eighth. And the Rashba, Tosis, the Magen Avraham seem to know that so chashiv it got its own independent entity, and therefore it is no sheiches. It's true it originated from the ground, but now Chazal said it's a whole new entity. Therefore, you know your eyes. So the kasha according to Tosvis and the Rambam is, so if that's the case, so why does Shahako work? The Mishnah tells us, but on Shahako works on everything. What's the Pshat Shahako works on everything? So the Achronim point out, it's a Chakir about Bracha Rishona. Do we basically view it as a chovez habracha? Gazal said to him, it starts off as a bracha, because there's a bracha that creates an iser of asagohanos, but really it's a chovez bracha. Or do I know? No, fundamentally, it's asagohanos, it's there to take away the iser of lohanos. So the Samachronim want to point out that that's the difference between shahako and shahar brachas. Boi pre aids, boi pre adama, it's fundamentally a chovas bracha. And that's it. But shahako niyeh bidvaro is different. It's fundamentally, it takes away the iser of iser, it takes the away the iser of Wahanos Balom Hazeh Balul Bracha Ki Lumao. And therefore, once the iser falls off, there's no iser to eat it, and therefore it becomes mutter. So therefore you don't have a new chovetz bracha because it took away the iser. So it took away the iser lanos below bracha, and therefore that's why shahakol is yotze. It's not that you're making a bracha; it's that you're taking away the iser, and therefore it also takes away the special chovetz bracha. So that's why if you make a shahakol, you could be yotze b'diavad on everything, because once it takes away the iser, it's a hetzer to have everything without a bracha, so to speak. But by a boy priya 8, it's just the chovas a bracha. So therefore, according to Tosis and the Magen Avraham, it's not going to help you if you make a boy priya 8 on by hashahako on wine, it takes away the iser b'meilu it's mutter. But by boy priya 8, it's just a chovas a bracha. It doesn't take away the iser b'hano, so you didn't make the right bracha. So therefore, it's still us to eat. So that's the machlokes rishonim, achronim, on whether if one makes a boy priya 8 instead of a boy priya gafen, whether you are yotze b'di'evid, the ritva, yes, tosus, and the Magen Avraham, no. But l'kulei alma agree, but if you make a shahako on wine, it still is a go.